Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark chapter 1 verse 1 to 8. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 1 verse 1 to 8. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance and the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. My theme for reflection is good news in the wilderness. Good news in the wilderness. Have you ever been to a play where the curtain rises and instead of a grand stage with all the characters assembled, you find yourself staring at a long figure on a bare stage? It is an unconventional start, isn't it? That's Mark's gospel for you. A dramatic and sparse opening straight to the point. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mark does not ease us in with genealogies or poetic prologues. He throws us into the wilderness with John the Baptist, a man dressed in camel's hair, feasting on locusts and wild honey. Not exactly the red carpet welcome we would expect for the Messiah. Yet it is precisely here, on the margins, that the greatest story ever told begins. Mark's opening reminds us that God's good news often meets us in unexpected places. It does not start in palaces or bustling city centers, but in the wilderness, a place of solitude, struggle, and transformation. In a world obsessed with center stage moments, God's story unfolds in the periphery, reminding us that no place is too remote for his grace. John the Baptist's role is pivotal. He is the voice crying out in the wilderness, preparing the way for the Lord. His peculiar attire and diet recall the prophet Elijah, signaling continuity with God's promises of old. Yet John's message is radically new. Repentance, baptism, and preparation for the one mightier than he who will baptize not with water, but with the Holy Spirit. This beginning challenges us to think about where we look for God's work in our lives. Too often we expect him in the obvious, grand moments of celebration or triumph. But as Karl Barth reminds us, God's revelation is God's movement towards humanity in humility. The wilderness moments in our lives, those spaces of uncertainty, discomfort, and waiting are often where God does his most transformative work. I once heard the story of a woman who got lost on a hiking trip. Frustrated and scared, she stumbled onto a trail she hadn't intended to take. But as she walked, she discovered a breathtaking view she would have otherwise missed, a panorama that reminded her of the grandeur and nearness of God. The wilderness, once a place of fear, became a place of revelation. Isn't that how God works? He meets us in detours, in the places we didn't plan to go. That's where John's voice echoes, "Prepare the way of the Lord." My dear friends, Mark's gospel calls us to prepare our hearts for Jesus, not by looking to the world's centers of power and influence, but by embracing the wilderness moments. These are when we confront our brokenness, seek repentance, and open ourselves to God's Spirit. This passage also reminds us of the inclusive nature of God's kingdom. The good news of Jesus starts on the margins, calling everyone, city dwellers and wilderness wanderers alike, to a new way of life. It is a gospel that decenters us, placing Christ at the center and inviting us to join him on the edge where transformation begins. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what wilderness areas of your life have you encountered God's presence and grace? Number two, how can you prepare your heart for the good news of Jesus during this season, and especially at the beginning of the year? Gracious God, you meet us in the wilderness and call us to prepare the way for your Son. Help us to embrace the unexpected places where you reveal your love and grace. Open our hearts to repentance and transformation, and give us the courage to follow you to the margins where your good news begins. May we be voices that cry out, "Prepare the way of the Lord," bringing hope and light to those around us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.